News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Sunny skies and 35 degrees at 10:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. A 9-month-long story of tragedy has finally finished as the family of Kira Steger laid her to rest on Saturday. During a funeral service, Father Alan Slowiak reminded the friends and family that everyone has a special story. The Steger family is still feeling the pain of losing their daughter, sister, and friend. Kira's mother, Marcy Steger, says her daughter loved life and everyone around her. She was laid to rest at the St. Michael Cemetery in Wausau Saturday afternoon. People from across the political spectrum are now uniting against the National Security Agency's spying programs. Thousands of people gathered Saturday in Washington to protest the controversial surveillance programs, which until recently remained secret. The programs were revealed earlier this year when former contractor Edward Snowden leaked top secret documents to media outlets. Authorities at Indiana University have given the students the all clear, although they are still seeking at least one suspect in a knife attack on campus. According to a tweet on the university account, police do not believe the person they are seeking poses a threat to students, so they have ended the lockdown. In sports, it will be a sayonara to the Metrodome for Green Bay as the Packers and Vikings square off tonight. The Packers are 4-2 in the season and are looking to hold the top spot in the NFC North. We'll have pregame for you tonight starting at 5 o'clock. The Newsline 9 weather forecast for central Wisconsin. We are expecting sunny skies to continue for the day today. Gusty winds, a high near 52. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Cold temperatures, a low around 28. Partly sunny skies on Monday with a high near 41. Tuesday, a chance of showers. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high near 41. That's your news, weather, and sports. I'm Raymond Newport on central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.